This is Chubby Ray Live.
You're damn right it is.
And here is your host, Mr. Ray Light.
Gorilla.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Can you smell what the Ray is cooking?
Something's going on.
The weather is too nice for April, I'll tell you that.
Maybe it's God's way of saying, you know what? I did give you a crappy winter. Maybe it's God's way of giving us a reach around and thanking us for putting up with this horrible winter. And he has given us a great spring or something. I don't know. But the weather in central Illinois is fantastic. I mean fantastic. Hope you're enjoying it and not sleeping it away like I did today.
It's only right to give a reach around.
I've been getting no sleep at night, so I've been having to take naps during the day.
Ray's got a girlfriend. Ray's got a girlfriend.
What?
Hey, if you're not getting any sleep at night, is your wife getting any sleep at night?
Yeah.
Ray's got a girlfriend. Ray's got a girlfriend.
Stop it. Stop your transference. Putting your guilt on me. Now, you know what it is I go to bed with my wife, and then I get up sometimes, you know, My mind is working at night.
Got to go meet the woman at the door, don't you?
You know, my mind's working. Yeah, I'm sneaking someone in after they fall asleep.
Into the spare
bedroom. That's what I'm doing.
Hey!
I'm sneaking them in. My wife and daughter never know what's wrong with you.
No, so I'm staying up late. And I'm working on a project, too. I'm transferring a bunch of stuff to hard drive. Off of original source. And so the only time I can do it is late at night. I've been doing it, blah, blah, blah. So I'm not getting much sleep. Which means I'm napping during the day. And now I'm getting angry at myself because it's so beautiful outside that I need to be doing stuff. The other thing that happened is I'm too nice a guy. I've come to the conclusion I am too nice a human being. My mother's...
I'll bite.
Thank you. Because my mother's car is screwed up. So I said, well, you could borrow mine for a little bit. And a little bit has turned into, I haven't seen the car in days. I couldn't even tell you where it is.
Ray? Ray, are you naked in the shower?
So because of that, I don't have
a
car.
Here.
So even if I want to go somewhere, I can't.
I want to just say, by the way, I listened to yesterday's show.
Wasn't that the most disturbing story?
Well, the disturbing part about it is I had a visual about it later. I was picturing you. I was picturing you in the shower with your mother with her red hat on.
For those that didn't hear Monday's show, yesterday I was in my shower and my mother came over. And I confused my mother with my wife and almost invited my mother to join me in the show.
Long story short,
almost screamed from the shower for my mother to join me in.
Yeah, yep. I thought, you know, I had Oedipus complex written all over it.
Dude, that's a Greek play there. There's a mess going on.
And tragedy.
And the worst part about it is she had the red hat on. In my vision.
You're fantasizing about us naked.
No, not fantasizing. Jesus, I almost threw up in my mouth.
That's what you're into. Well, that's what you're into, thinking about it. She's wearing the red hat.
He's perverted, right? Filthy.
What's wrong?
Now you give me the mental image now. Just stop it.
Yeah, there you go. Now it's in your mind.
You English son of a bitch. Remember the revolution.
Yeah, if your revolution involves having sex with your mother, I don't want nothing to do with it.
He never said having sex. He just said taking a shower. Certainly nothing wrong with taking a shower with your mother, Gully. Come on. Don't knock it till you try it.
Maybe in America, that doesn't cut it over here, I'm afraid.
Hey, you came out of there. You might as well see what it looks like later.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, come on. You had to just step out.
So, hello, everybody. How you doing? It's Tuesday. It's Lost Day. I always love Tuesdays. You know, the best thing about the Tuesday, and this is how it's been this year. The best thing about Tuesday is you have something to look forward to all day long. Like, all day long, I just look forward to Lost. And then it dawned on me, only 5 episodes left.
Uh-oh.
What the hell am I going to do next year?
Start getting into Caprica, I'm telling you.
Well, no, I'm still catching up on, I'm still doing regular Battlestar Galactica.
Just start up on Caprica. Hey, you know what? You don't really need to watch one to find
the
other one.
Battlestar Galactica is so good.
It is.
That
it is good.
I find myself, like, you know, we don't have anywhere near enough time to watch all the shows that we watch. So, like anyone who has any kind of digital television, my wife and I use a lot of DVR. You know what I mean? We record this show and that show, blah, blah, blah. And we always tell ourselves, well, we'll catch up on all the shows that we miss. We watch Lost live. You got to watch Lost live, you know. You got to watch it. You got to tweet about it when it's over. You've got to text friends that are also, you know what I mean? It's just watching Lost live. There's nothing like it. Okay. And so you watch that one, and then maybe, I'll tell you what else I've been watching live lately, and I don't know if you watch this one, Gorilla, but I think you'd like it. Do you watch the show Fringe?
You know, I saw, like, the first 4 episodes of that. I could not get into it.
You know what?
I couldn't either.
It is so good. You know what? Do yourself a favor and go back and watch it. In the middle of the first season, when they finally reveal what the hell's going on, it really, really will blow your mind. And now it's getting really good because, you know, I don't want to give it away, but it's getting very, very good.
You know, my dad told me about this show called Regenesis, and I've been watching. They have 3 seasons of that on Hulu, and I've been watching that lately.
Is that an English show or something?
No, it's it came out of Canada.
Oh.
It's kind of a, it was like a, you know, like a Showtime show.
Right.
And so it's kind of graphic, and but it's kind of like an adult-er version of House.
I'll have to check that out. I'll tell you, we record all these shows, you know. So, and then Gorilla, when I paid my Sirius bill and I had Howard Stern, I heard him talking about it.
You let somebody teabag you for your Sirius bill?
No, I will not.
$30.
So when I paid it, I heard him talk about it, and I heard Gorilla, you've been talking about it. You had talked about Battlestar Galactica. So I went and I got back, and my nephew, Tyler, talked about Battlestar Galactica. So we got it. My wife and I watched. We watched the miniseries, you know. And we thought, that's pretty good, you know. And then we watched the first couple episodes of the season. It's like, you know, it's pretty good. And then somewhere around that first season, man, you get hooked.
See, the problem.
And now we started watching this. And I forgot when we started maybe, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. We're now in season 3. We finished season 1. We finished season 2. Now we're in season 3. And whenever we finally get time to watch television, because so much going on in life, you know, we don't have a lot of time. When my wife and I finally get time to watch TV, we'll say, okay, well, we can catch up on one of our shows. We can find out what's going on in House. Or I'll tell you, we like that Flash Forward, but we've got a bunch of episodes of those to catch up on.
I like that show, too.
And, you know, we got all these shows, and then it's like we tell ourselves, okay, let's watch the new shows and get caught up. And then we end up saying, screw it, and we watch Battlestar Galactica from years ago. So we're now in season 3, and that show's killing me. It's killing me.
I've been getting into the remake of V, and I know that's on tonight over there.
The remake of
I'll
what?
I'll be getting that tomorrow.
V.
Oh, V, okay. Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's quite good. I've enjoyed it so far.
Yeah. You know, I'm a 50-50 on that one. It can go either way.
Yeah, you know what? Well, We'll watch V after Lost, but I like V for this reason. I don't have to watch all that close. I sort of, because I can take it or leave it, I sort of watch it, and if I miss something, it's no big deal. But I'll tell you, Tuesday nights for television is too much. You got Lost, okay? You've got, have you watched the show Justified on FX?
No.
Oh, my. You talk about a fantastic television show. We've got this show, Justified, which my wife and I watched, and we love it. It's a great. If you have not seen Justified, I highly recommend it. Very good show.
You know, I don't watch regular. I just bought a new gigantic TV for downstairs. I still have yet to watch anything on it. I watch everything online now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I like the. I watch. Well, we see, I have. I have a PS3 media player set up, so I could actually watch stuff online, but I watch it on my big TV. You know, you can do stuff like that. You can watch Netflix things, and you can get complete seasons of things through Netflix and watch them on your TV now. It's really, technology is very freaking cool. It really is cool. And, so we always go to watch these things, and we end up watching Battlestar. I'm so addicted to Battlestar Galactica. I cannot wait. What do they do, 4 seasons?
Yeah, I'm almost jealous because at the end of season 3, now imagine you're going to go to the end of the season, right?
Yeah.
They leave you with this gigantic cliffhanger at the end of season 3.
Oh, you see, that's going to drive. That's the other thing.
Well, no,
Gorilla,
see, you're all right, though.
Gorilla, other thing is we'll be like, okay, well, we've got to get to bed. It'll be like 11 o'clock at night. And we'll say, or it'll be like 10:30. And we'll say, okay, well, let's watch an episode of Battlestar Galactica, and then we'll go to bed. And Gorilla, you warned me about this a couple weeks ago. And so we'll watch, okay, we'll just watch one episode. So we'll watch the episode, and then it's like, oh, my God, we can't go to bed with this thing hanging. You're watching, next thing you know, it's like 12:30 at night. It's like, oh, my God. I got to wake up and take Bella to school. My wife's got work in the morning. And here we are. We're still watching Battlestar Galactica.
Now,
very, very easily, Tom.
Oh, it kills me. So I am sort of glad I waited.
I'm jealous, though.
I'm glad I waited because it must have killed you people.
Oh, it's 18 months.
Oh.
Between the end of season 3 and the beginning of season 4, I think it was 18 months.
Well, I can't wait. I'm at Fat Apollo stage now, by the way.
Yeah.
I love Fat Apollo. Fat Apollo was awesome. Apollo changed everything. Did you notice that? It's like they went from the show being about one thing, and then all of a sudden, everything's different. Adama's got a mustache. Apollo's fat.
Well, yeah, it's because they jumped time in there.
I know. I think from now on, whenever a show jumps time, you got to call it, they're pulling a Fat Apollo. You know, like when you jump the shark? As they say, when you jump the sharks when a show gets bad, I think when a show moves forward in time, they got to call it, they're doing a Fat Apollo. That's what it's called from now on in my book. Like Lost. Lost did a Fat Apollo in between season 4 and 5.
I think with 24, which I have been enjoying, it's actually the last season, so I'm enjoying it. I think that's done a Fat Apollo, but it's come back strong.
You know, I have to go with Gully on this one. This is probably one of the better seasons of 24. Normally at 24, it's like, I don't know if anybody saw it last night or last week or not, but
I haven't seen it this year. I'm waiting till the season's over, then I'm going to watch all 24 of them.
Well, see, if I say this, I'm going to ruin it for you then.
Oh, please don't. Yeah, cause I'll watch it after it's over.
But normally in 24, everything turns out, you know, it's all close, but it all turns out okay in the end. Right. Not last week.
Nope. It's all gone horribly wrong. That's all I can say.
I'll have to watch it. I know that they did agree to do movies. Right, so they're signing on to do like 3 Jack Bauer movies, which are going to be nothing like the TV series. But I wish them luck. Speaking of TV, boy, Conan O'Brien all over the place yesterday. And you know, the more I thought about this, I thought
Lopez lucked out is what he did.
This is a really good move. This is a good move by TBS. TBS has been looking for legitimacy as a network for a long time.
Yep.
And it's hard to get legitimate as a network when everybody thinks of you as the station that used to run the Andy Griffith Show and Cosby Show reruns over and over and over again. When they've been trying to do some original programming. And the other one is TNT. TNT's got some really good shows on. I've watched the show Southland. That show's unbelievable. And I know people who love, I have not watched these shows, but they love The Closer and Saving Grace. I have not seen those shows, but I hear they're very good. So, and TNT and TBS are sort of joined together. TBS is more comedy-based while TNT's more drama-based. But now they can promote, within those shows, they can promote Conan, and Conan can promote those shows. But the more I started thinking about this, this sort of legitimizes TBS because now they're going to be known as the Conan O'Brien Network instead of the Andy Griffith Show Network, you know?
Well, that can only be a good thing, right?
Because they do have, I mean, they run replays of The Office and Family Guy and things like that, but you still think of them as the Andy Griffith Channel. So this is gonna help them. And you know what? The other thing is their target demographic is for Conan O'Brien is 18 to 34. And that network's target demographic is 18 to 34. I started reading more about the show, though. Conan's going to own that show.
Really?
And I think he's going to own the online rights to that show.
That's big.
Yeah, isn't that huge? Which means he'll be able to sell his own show and all the streaming will be... Or all the online replays and stuff will be his.
Yeah, Leno.
That's going to make him some money.
Yeah.
Leno's going to be jealous about that one.
Speaking of Jay Leno, did you hear the new Leno rumor? That Leno, who hasn't stolen enough from Conan, is doing it again. Leno's band leader, Kevin Eubanks, is leaving The Tonight Show.
Right.
There is a rumor that the guy Leno is bringing in to replace him is Max Weinberg.
There's no way.
I'm telling you.
Max Weinberg won't leave Conan.
Let me tell you something. What's another guy's name? Gorilla. Last night, during the Conan O'Brien, during his concert or his live show, which premiered in Eugene, Oregon last night, you know, he's doing that Conan on tour thing.
Right.
The band played, and it was called the La Bamba Band.
Yeah, but that's because Max Weinberg still goes with the E Street Band tour.
Max wasn't there last night.
Honestly, I can see Conan going, Max, I want you to sit this one out. We'll let this fire burn.
I hope so for his sake, because don't you think if Jay Leno steals Max Weinberg, can I take a vote in the room? Would we have people in the room?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Can I take a vote of people in the room, or if anybody feels like calling, you can do so. 217-883-4667. If Max Weinberg does end up on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, who are you mad at, or who do you hold responsible? Do you hold Max Weinberg responsible, or do you hold Jay Leno responsible?
You know what?
Who ends up getting the bad reputation for this one?
Max, I think.
Do you think everybody thinks Max is a turncoat?
He has to say yeah, so...
Do you think Max is a turncoat if he does it, or do you think, boy, that snake Leno's doing it again?
Absolutely. How long has he been with Conan?
Well, but since they debuted.
Well, like 17 years ago, right?
Conan debuted in 94, maybe?
So, yeah, 16 years.
Wow.
See, so I wouldn't blame Leno. Definitely not his fault. He's just
Wow.
Yeah, he went for the talent. He knew, you know... He went for the talent on that. I mean, you can't blame Leno at all for that.
No, of course you can't. Something.
You think so? So you think that Max Weinberg will be thought of as a traitor?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, he can say no at any time, so that would be the case, I think.
But you know, definitely. Jay Leno's got to be throwing just buttloads of cash at Max going, come here.
Yeah.
So you think that everybody's going to think of... in other words, Max Weinberg's reputation will be hurt if he leaves.
You know what, though?
But, you know, I think, you know what, here's everybody already knows Leno's a snake.
Mm-hmm.
So it isn't a surprise if he does a snake thing like this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not shocking to anybody because we expect him to do as much because we know that he's a piece of trash.
Yep. With his podgy face and his nasal voice.
So you say Max Weinberg. If it's true that Conan O'Brien or that Jay Leno's offered Max Weinberg the shot to do the Tonight Show, and he takes it, then Max Weinberg is the guy who ends up getting the bad reputation. So he'd be crazy. He'd be crazy to do it, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He was not on tour with Conan O'Brien last night.
Well, like I said, they could have been doing an E Street Band last night.
Do you think he's like you said, are they perpetuating this rumor by maybe intentionally having him sit out?
Possible.
You never know, but there could be a table full of money involved, so, you know,
all
we don't
know is
the facts.
Kevin Eubanks getting out while the getting's good. I saw the demographics of Jay Leno. Man, he's got all the people that watch him are over 50. It's a bunch of people over 50 and a bunch of farmers.
Well, isn't that what the world is mostly populated by now?
Farmers, conservatives, and old people love him. Like, people who like Sarah Palin are the same people that like Jay Leno. Isn't that bizarre? Isn't that bizarre? I mean, not people who. I'm talking people who really like Sarah Palin. They love Jay Leno.
Isn't it a fact that the average age of the world's population is like 45 or something?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
It's something like that. So it comes as no surprise.
All I know is it's never good to try to brand yourself to people over 50, because it's a losing proposition because they'll eventually die. You always want to try to brand yourself to people that are like 20, because then you could keep them for 30 years. Look at Letterman. Letterman got these people when they were 18 years old in 1982. They still follow him today. You know, 20 years later. Or 27, almost 30 years later.
And he's still doing the same stuff he was doing in 1982.
Yes. But that's what you like.
That's why I don't watch him.
When Letterman first started, I was a kid. I watched him. I will still watch Letterman. I don't watch him as religiously as I used to. I like Jimmy Kimmel. I'll watch Jimmy Kimmel. And I like Conan. When Conan was on, I really liked him.
Conan was the best.
Yeah, so I'll probably watch Conan at 10 o'clock. And I'll tell you why I'll watch Conan. Because Jon Stewart, Stewart's great on the internet. I never watch Jon Stewart live on Comedy Central. I always watch him on the internet the next day.
Do you know what's really surprising is that Jon Stewart is one of the main people on television over here, because he's normally on at like 9 p.m. every day on like one of the main cable and satellite channels.
Jon Stewart's show is great. I love his show. You know, he's fearless. He makes fun of everything. I love Jon Stewart. I think he's hysterical. But I don't watch him live. I watch him tape delayed. So
he's
going to be on against Conan O'Brien. I think that's an easy sell for people to watch Conan. So anyway, there's the big TV thing. The other thing going on is still the Sandra Bullock thing, guys.
Oh, Sandra.
I know. Don't you just want Gorilla? Don't you just want to hug her and just?
Oh, I want to hug her. I want to be more than a hugger.
Slip it a Mickey Finn.
Comfort her. That's got to be rough, you know, because you're Sandra Bullock. You're drop dead gorgeous. You're Sandra freaking Bullock. You got so much going for you, and your husband does this. So the first, listen. She's got so much going for her. I'm sure that her decision immediately is, that's it. I'm divorcing this dirtbag and moving on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that'd be fair enough.
But she has to try to look like. It's rough because, Gorilla, you said something before we started the show. We were talking, and Gorilla said, you know what? She can just go bang anybody she wants. She's Sandra Bullock. But she's also got to play the PR game, too. If she starts banging Keanu Reeves, you know, they're old friends or whatever, all of a sudden.
Speed 3.
Yeah, if she just starts banging him right now, people are going to think, okay, well.
The bank.
It was too quick. You've got to actually, when you do what she does for a living, you have to actually pay attention to what the public thinks. I don't envy her. I feel bad for her.
I'm sure she's got very well paid PR people to move her along through this minefield.
Yeah, I know.
Basically,
but
people love her, so she'll get through it.
Gully, she's hiding out. She's hiding out at place. She can't even be out in public.
I think she should do porn before the unauthorized date comes out.
I'd pay. She has been hiding out. She can't go anywhere. You know what I mean? She's like a prisoner now. Everybody's talking about her. And Vic is singing about her. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you're like me, but if you can't get enough of this Sandra Bullock stuff, and you want, even in your car, to be reminded of the Sandra Bullock stuff, then I have some music you need to pick up.
Nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, please listen to this commercial message. From Rayco Records, it's Vic sing songs about Sandra Bullock's crumbling marriage. That's right, one of America's most angelic voice performers belts out songs about Sandra Bullock and Jesse James' crumbling marriage. Well, you'll hear sentimental hits like this one. Oh, Sandy,
Well, I'm sorry you married a dirtbag and he cheated on you. Oh, Sandy. Well, I hope he did not catch the clap from that chick with tattoos. Oh, Sandy.
Or check out Vic summing it all up with a classic.
Tattoos on her face. Girl, you better leave him. Nazi stuff at your place. Are you out of your mind? Fall out of love. You got to leave him. You better kick him in the groin. Tattoos on her face.
He's even got newer songs.
He kissed a skank and he liked it. And he liked it.
And of course, the biggest hit of all. Vic sings about Sandra Bullock's crumbling marriage with special guests, those lovable kids from the show Glee.
A skanky chick in the back room. The smell of wine and Nazi tattoos. According to Us Weekly, they shared the night. It went on and on and on and on. Dirtbags screwing up and down the motorcycle shop. Dirtbags screwing in the night.
Look for your copy today on a cassette at your local truck stop, right next to the racist trucker songs. It's Vic's lovely songs about Sandra Bullock's crumbling marriage. Available now from Rayco Records.
Now Sandra's leaving. I hope you don't get that itchy feeling. Dirtbag people. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Make sure to pick up that CD today. I'm sorry, that cassette today.
That's right.
Do you ever notice all Vic's cassettes are always sold right next to all the racist truckers?
Very much so.
Right next to the racist truckers.
I'm just glad Vic moved from 8-track to High Fidelity.
Well, he's moved up now. He's on cassette. You picked up on that.
I did.
He's no longer putting out 8-tracks.
I'm going to dig out me Walkman with bass boost and tape reverse.
By the way, thank you to those kids from Glee for helping out. That's
oh God, I hate that show.
That shows. That's real nice because they're hot right now. They're helping Vic out by doing that song.
anything for their public.
That's pretty nice of them.
Yeah.
Good for those kids from Glee.
In Sandra's hour of need.
That's all. That's what Vic needed. Little boost from the Glee kids.
Oh.
That's fantastic. There you go. That's what I spent my day working on.
Congratulations.
Hope you enjoyed it. You know, what's favorite line? As favorite part, was it smell of wine and Nazi tattoos?
Smells like Hitler in here.
I don't know. Anyway, tattoos on her face. I like that one, too. Okay, I got to get that. I got to get that cassette. Might pick up some of those racist trucker songs, too.
For them long and lonely nights on the road.
Right next to the Glenn Miller bottom bar.
Yes. Hey, speaking of racist, has anybody seen or heard from Hillbilly Joe?
Never. I try to avoid him as much as possible. I don't know if you've ever noticed
I get so angry at him because every week I write that stupid...
current events.
Yeah, I write those stupid current events things for him, and he never calls in. Son of a bitch.
I did notice he was on and off on Skype last night, but, you know. The guy's an idiot.
I've been missing a lot of shows lately, but I think you skipped past one of the biggest news stories.
What was the, and we do have news coming up here in a few. What was the story? What did I do?
I think you missed about Hank Johnson.
Who the hell's Hank Johnson?
Hank Johnson's a Democratic congressman.
What do you do?
Hold on. I'll read you the story. Give me 1 second. I'll bring it up.
Is this the Guam thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that. Yeah, this is great.
Yes, Ray.
Now
Hank Johnson.
I remember what it is. Yeah.
Georgia Democratic representative. He was concerned that the military buildup might capsize Guam. Now, I have a question about this. and maybe we can poll some people as well, but who would you rather vote for? Hank Johnson, who believes that Guam will capsize.
Oh, he's a moron.
Glenn Miller,
oh.
who is a complete racist, or Roland Burris.
Oh, well, probably Burris, I guess. I mean,
who pretty much bought his Senate seat.
Yeah, but he's not stupid. He's corrupt, but he's not stupid. I mean, I'd rather have someone. I'd rather have someone. You know, smart than. I don't, you know, so, if I get someone who's either corrupt or stupid, I guess I'd rather have someone.
I'm going with stupid on this.
I think I'd probably go with corrupt.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't want someone who wants to eradicate your people, Ray. Let's be honest, because one of them there does.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Glenn Miller wants to, like, you know,
eradicate you, basically.
Yeah, I don't think Glenn Miller's. I don't think he's. I don't know how to put this delicately because I know I'm going to get some backlash from this.
Oh, here we go.
I don't think he's stupid. I just think he's an idiot.
Maybe you don't think he's. You don't think he's stupid.
Well, I think he can. I think he knows that Guam won't capsize. I think he's just an idiot because he's horribly, horribly racist.
Oh, so you think Glenn Miller is less stupid than the guy who thinks
Guam will capsize?
Do we have that off? Can I get that audio? Let me see.
I'll send it to you in Skype.
Oh, you have the audio? Okay, great.
Well, there's a YouTube video of it, and I'll send it to you, the link.
All right, let me see if I can. Hold on, let me see if I can find it.
Or I can just turn on my stereo mix. We can do it that way if you want.
Yeah, do it that way.
Hold on.
I'd love to hear it. Yeah, because did you hear this, Gully? The guy who thinks Guam. The guy who thinks Guam's going to capsize?
Island that at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Island and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is. Do you happen to know?
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Clearly, this man is high.
You have the response. You need to have the response. Doesn't the guy explain to him?
You want the rest of it?
Yeah, yeah. I think as the guy explains to him how that works.
I just thought that part would be crazy.
God, that's great.
We don't anticipate that. The Guam population, I think, currently about 175,000. And again, with 8,000 Marines and their families, it's an addition of about 25,000 more into the population.
And also things like the environment, the sensitive areas of the environment, coral reefs and those kinds of things. And I know that, you know, lots of people don't like to think about that, but, you know, we didn't think about global warming either. And now we do have to think about it. And so I'm concerned from an environmental standpoint whether or not Guam is the best place to do this relocation, but it's actually the only place. Is that correct?
This is the best place. This is the farthest west U.S. territory that we own. And, this is part of our nation. And in readdressing the forward presence and posture importance to Pacific Command. Guam is vital to this decision.
So I guess he didn't explain to them.
That how an island actually, geographically, how islands work.
Yeah. So this guy is...
He seems to think that an island is just some kind of floating body of water that...
Like a giant boat.
Like a giant boat, yes, like a giant boat, and it's going to somehow capsize.
I was half expecting him to say, does anyone know where the nearest pizza place is? Because quite clearly he was high, because he hasn't got a clue what's going on.
It's just uneducated. I mean, how is this person a representative?
He's a Democrat.
Well, yeah, but how is he a representative of anything?
Sadly, it speaks volumes for your country. I'm very sorry, but it does.
More importantly, Democrat, Republican, he's a moron.
Oh, dear.
God. Unbelievable. I have video of George Lopez welcoming Conan O'Brien. It's not... I don't know how good it is.
It's probably going to say at the end, welcome to our network, ka-ching.
I guess it's up to you guys if you think it's good or not, but it's George Lopez. I don't even have to play it. I could probably just explain it. Lopez came out last night, and he basically said that, and it's the same thing I talked about yesterday. He basically said that they talked to him first. And then Conan wouldn't sign until he talked to Lopez. So Lopez called Conan O'Brien and said he confirmed last night on his show he did call Conan O'Brien and say, get over here, join the team, I want you in front of me. And then he went on to say that it'll be the first teaming up of a Latino and a redhead since Desi and Ricky. And then he said it'll be the Coco and Loco.
Well, there you go.
It'll be Coco and Loco.
That'd be good block.
Which is actually
Coco
pretty good. That's actually a pretty good promo. So, George Lopez seemed pretty excited about it. And then he had Chris Rock on. It's like, I would never watch the George Lopez show. There's no reason for me to ever watch. And I'm Hispanic. I'm his target audience. But you got to find out what's going on with Conan O'Brien. And, of course, he's got Chris Rock on. You got to watch it, so. Which, by the way, did you hear Chris Rock giving Letterman grief?
No.
Did I play that, Gully?
Nope.
Okay.
You didn't?
Chris Rock was on. I thought I played it last week. Chris Rock was on Letterman last week. And you know how Letterman had the whole sex scandal?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And no one.
Years ago.
No, the sex scandal for Letterman was months ago.
Oh, fairly recent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was like at least a year ago.
No.
It wasn't that long. It was a couple of months ago.
Yeah. Well, it was right before the whole Conan and Leno thing. The Letterman sex scandal broke in the fall.
And by the way, I have your answer. How guys like Hank Johnson get elected.
Where's he from? He's from Georgia or something, right?
Yeah, he represents the eastern suburbs of
Atlanta. Oh, there you go, yeah. He's charismatic, thank goodness.
Is that where the dumb people live in America then?
Yeah, the east side of Atlanta.
Well, they're not dumb, they're just uneducated.
Oh, okay.
Just like he actually represents his people very well.
Obviously.
He's a fine example of the people.
Let me play this for you. This is Chris Rock making David Letterman a little uncomfortable, but Letterman has a great line. If I could find it. The link I found now says that it has been removed due to a violation.
Well, why are you copywriting French and things?
Damn it.
Are you living aboard the Jolly Roger now?
I'm getting it online.
Well, I've got to watch my back because the three strikes law is in effect in my country now, so I've got to watch it.
What does that mean?
Get caught once, get a warning twice. Get another warning three times. No more internet for you.
They take away your internet?
Banned from the internet.
Really? How do they do that?
I have no idea how they could actually pull it off.
They just ban you from the internet?
obviously you'd have to go before a judge. It's the three strikes law. There is a process involving a judge and jury and all this nonsense. But you can't be banned from the internet.
Let me see if I could find this, the Chris Rock, David Letterman thing. Or if it's been removed everywhere. Here we go. Listen close.
Good to see you, my friend.
Dave!
How you doing?
What the hell happened to your voice, Dave?
I don't know. It's just gone.
What the hell? You sound like an old-ass man, Dave.
At my age, the warranty begins to run out. Yeah, I don't know.
Things going bad, huh?
Oh. And people say, well, do you feel all right otherwise? No, I feel like hell otherwise.
Damn, man! And you still doing the show?
Well, more or less. I don't know that it would hold up in court.
No!
Here it comes.
You're a rich man. You can just go home. Wife's still mad at you, ain't she?
I don't feel so good.
Why am I going to drive back to Connecticut to a mean woman? I might as well just stay here and do the show with no voice. I love you, honey. I've been there, Dave.
Is that right?
I've been there.
Let's talk about
it. I've been in the cave, baby.
Tell me about you. I know the last time you were here, you were just about to go on a world tour or just finished a world tour. How do you do that?
How do I tour, Dave?
Do you ever get sick when you're out there on the road?
I do get sick, Dave. And if my wife is mad at me, I just add on shows.
Keep going.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do Roanoke next week. What the hell am I coming home to a bad woman for?
I understand. Well,
it's rough, Dave.
Yeah. Not much I can say here.
I know. When I was backstage and fired all the cute girls, you got a bunch of fat old guys back there. It's horrible, man. The vibe is just horrible, man. The band can't take it no more.
I'll tell you something, some of those guys are starting to look pretty good.
Letterman's the best. That's pretty funny.
It's funny that he takes it all in stride.
Some of those guys starting to look pretty good. That's awesome. Yeah, so Chris Rock goes out there. And Letterman just made him squirm a little bit. You know, no one's had the balls to do that since all this stuff came down. It's good to see somebody that actually, you know, is willing to take some shots.
Yeah, that's good.
Says hell with it. Good for Chris Rock. Yeah, so that was big last week, too. What else did we miss in... I'm trying to think of what other stuff we missed that might have been good. Oh, did you see Saturday Night Live on Saturday?
No.
You missed Saturday Night Live? Tina Fey hosted.
Yeah, on purpose I missed it.
And did, really, you don't like Saturday Night Live. She did the Palin Network, which was fantastic. Talking about the Sarah Palin being on TV. Very, very funny. It's too long, though. I don't have time to play all the audio. We should get right into the news. We haven't done it for a while. Gorilla's finally back. And even though you're back, Gorilla, we do have a problem. I don't have I can't find the news theme.
Well, then you're going to have to do it by mouth.
Well, what happened was I changed out computers, okay?
I heard.
I loaned a computer to somebody.
Way to go.
And so I don't have... I'm going to see what this is, but I don't think this is it.
That's that really loud one.
Yeah, but I can't find our actual news theme. I don't know what I did with it.
Give me like a...
I wish I had one. I don't have anything.
Well, then in that case, we'll do it differently today. What I'll do is I'll read you a headline. You let me know if you want to know more.
I could have Sean Valent introduce you.
That's all right.
Well, you know, like the big voice Sean.
No, that's really all right.
No, that's very nice.
Hey, Shawnee, how you doing?
You know, I'm me, so I'm completely miserable with one of the worst cases of vaginal amnesia in modern history.
He
sat there for 3 hours figuring that one out today.
Do you think you can introduce Gorilla? If I, like, come up with a news theme, could you introduce Gorilla over the news theme for us?
Absolutely, dog.
That'd be awesome if you could do that. So let me see if I can find the news theme. Go for it.
And now, from the WA News Center,
Daniel Browning, out there
broadcasting around the world, here's Gorilla.
Yeah. Thank you, Shawnee.
That wasn't too bad of a news theme.
Yeah. It was okay.
A little stilted and slow, but I can do better.
Let me try this one. We'll see how this one goes. Go for it.
And now, from our global news headquarters on the WA Network, live from the news desk, here's Gorilla.
That's pretty good, Gorilla. I like that one.
Yeah. I like that one.
All right.
We're going to do it different because there are just a ton of stories today.
All right, let's get right into them.
So I'm going to read you the story. I'm going to read you the headline. You let me know if you want to know more.
Sounds good.
Grumpy girl sues clerk after she points the price scanner at her face.
I like that one.
Yeah. Let me hear a little bit of the grumpy girl getting angry.
Erie, Pennsylvania. An Erie County jury has been asked to decide whether or not a 12-year-old girl was burned and later developed psychological problems when a convenience store clerk allegedly aimed a handheld price scanner at her face.
She was burned. They burned her.
Apparently so. Dominica Juliano was 12 when she and her grandmother entered the country fair store in Erie in 2004. The clerk allegedly called the girl grumpy before flashing his handheld barcode scanner over her face and telling her to smile. Hmm. Attorneys say that the girl was light sensitive and was burned, and later developed post-traumatic stress disorder and Tourette's.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Wow. It's not good. Nothing good.
Because nothing sets off Tourette's like a handheld Bryce scanner that has an LED light in it.
Yeah, well, that's going to do it.
Terrible.
I'll tell you what, you get that and a seizure at the same time, you're in trouble.
You get a price, and first thing you know, you get a price scanner in your eyes. Next thing you know, you're screaming cocksucker really loud for no apparent reason.
That's amazing. Cock!
I mean, and imagine, you're right there in the middle of a corporate meeting, and they pull out that overhead.
Horrible.
Not good.
Did you know,
end of the month statement, our profits were down, CSMFer.
Did you know the goalkeeper for the USA soccer team actually has a problem with that? And swears constantly during the game.
There's different types of Tourette's. There's some where you just get facial tics.
Mm-hmm.
And then other ones where you actually like say things. And I read the story of this one guy who kept saying the N-word over and over again.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Yeah,
wasn't the guy was murdered in Compton?
No, he was. He was constantly apologizing to people, but he couldn't be on public transportation, so he would just like scream it. He would just scream out the N-word,
and he was having to apologize.
He was having to apologize to everybody, going, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry, nigger. I'm so sorry, nigger. Oh God, I'm so sorry." You know what I mean? He would just, that's what it was, and he just was screaming it over and over. And then there was another one where a guy, every time he'd see a woman, he would scream out different sexual things he'd want to do to her. And he was constantly apologizing to him, and even when he tried to apologize to the women, it would come out, you know.
Can you imagine?
Horrible.
And there are people that can't think outside of their own world, and they just say, you obviously did it on purpose. You're just making it up.
I got to be honest, I'd love to have someone with that affliction on our show. It'd be great.
Oh, oh yeah.
Awesome.
At least interview him at the very least, you know.
That would be interesting.
Did you hear about the San Francisco on the AC transit bus? There was a fight. This guy was like 71.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah. I saw it.
That was crazy.
He beat the hell out of the little black or the younger black guy, right?
Yeah.
That was awesome. I've seen that. Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
But it turns out he's like a lunatic, that guy. He's this crazy guy that has been in trouble.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he really was. I mean, in the fight, he really was provoked.
He was. And he kept telling the guy, leave me alone. You know, I don't want to. He was warning him. The best part is when the black guy stands up and the blood's oozing out. And
call ambulance.
Yeah. Call the ambulance. Call the ambulance.
Ambulance.
That was great. And the other thing was the guy leaves the bus, but he leaves his groceries on the bus.
Which kind of sucked.
And the black people steal the... You actually see the... You see the girl steal the groceries.
Oh.
Did you listen to the video or did you listen to the audio?
Yeah, oh yeah. I watched it.
She's like, I got it all on video. We can sue him.
Yeah.
Yeah, after the kid probably ends up later on getting arrested.
It proves that he was provoked. And then it also shows the one girl stealing the guy's food.
Yep.
So if anyone was arrested, it's probably the people with the camera.
Yep.
Call the Babylon. Call the Babylon.
The Babylonites.
Yeah, that guy
loses medical license after aborting wrong fetus.
Oh, well, I don't want to hear that.
Oh,
that sounds very nice.
That's
a very depressing story.
Please. Yeah, I'll just get the razor blade
please
right out.
Please move along. I'd rather not do an abortion joke. Although I have 50 of them.
Prozac.
Woman tries to run down store clerk who refused to sell her booze.
Oh, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's got potential.
I might hear a little bit of that.
Alright. Hampstead, right, a local woman is accused of trying to run down a store clerk who refused to sell her alcohol, then crashed her van into a drive-thru at the Honeydew Donuts.
That's a great name.
She's Tori Goulet, 32, was arrested Sunday night after police were called to the Extra Mart convenience store for a report of an intoxicating woman who was causing a disturbance with a worker. According to police, Goulet stopped at the store to buy alcohol when the clerk refused to sell it to her when she handed her a non-driver's license ID. I guess that's like an ID card here in Illinois. The clerk told the police she appeared drunk, and after the clerk denied a scale, the two began arguing. The woman left the store, then followed the clerk followed her outside the building. That's when she got into her 2000 Chrysler Town & Country minivan, of course. Well, shook her on the fuel pumps and tried to run down the clerk.
That's awesome.
There's a picture, and this is a really small picture, but I'll try and get this up for you so you see what this woman looks like.
I'd love to see her.
Yeah, we got to see her.
Hold on. I'll see if I can zoom it in here.
Oh, she looks happy.
She's not all that bad looking. She looks sort of like that Danica Patrick.
Yeah.
Maybe she was trying out for NASCAR.
If Danica Patrick was a slobbering drunk.
And even more white trash looking.
Yeah. Very pouty.
She even looks drunk in that picture.
Yeah.
She oh, wait, well there's. This is what happened to. This is the damage.
Oh, wow.
That she did to her own van. Oops.
Wow.
And then the damage, what she hit.
Wow.
What she hit the pole at the drive-thru.
You know, they should have, don't you think they should have, like, fake alcohol behind the counter?
Like O'Doul's or something?
Yeah, but it'll be O'Doul's in, like, a Bud Light, in a Bud Light bottle. Here you go. I'll sell it to you. You know, because at that point you're so drunk, you don't know the difference.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
So you just keep drinking, but you're not getting the alcohol.
Attorney is. She got released. She got $10,000 bail, but was released on personal recognizance.
Oh, good Lord. Tried to murder somebody?
I don't know. Here's what she was charged with. Operating without a valid driver's license. 3 felony counts of reckless conduct, disorderly conduct, criminal mischief.
Great. What a class act all the way.
Yep. Gotta love drunk white trash people.
What else is going on in Tuesday Newsday?
Oh, this one might interest Gully. Man accused of setting his mobile home on fire with his bong.
I have been bong free for 2 days.
Gully love it. You know he loves a pot.
2 days sober, sir. Don't know what you mean.
No one loves their pot like Gully.
I think you're very much mistaken.
Man spends $7,000 to defend himself in suit filed by eBay seller.
Somebody sued him on eBay.
Yeah, the guy who's being sued bought a clock for $44 and said it arrived in three pieces that didn't fit together or is even seemed to be the same model. On the profile, the guy wrote, "Bad seller, he has ethics of a used car salesman." And then apparently he gets sued because he gave him a bad review.
Oh, so the guy sued him for giving him a bad review?
Yeah.
What's the worst anyone's ever wrote about someone? I've actually wrote that. Some guy who was giving me a bad review and wrote some, like, in illegible English. I actually wrote on his, "Can't spell and is an idiot, and I can't spell." And that's what it left for his feedback, because he was an idiot.
I had a guy buy a DVD off of me. All right. He bought a DVD off me for 99 cents. And I had it labeled as, I don't know, I had it clearly labeled what was wrong with it. And there was nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it.
Oh, yes.
So the guy gets it.
That kind of crap.
And then he torches my eBay thing, saying that this disc clearly has been viewed before. And he says I'm a bad seller. So, and by the way, I gave him, and so I go on there and I say, you know what? I gave him a complete refund. Let him keep the disc. And he paid 99 frickin' cents for it, so F him. I think I actually put on the thing. So he's a dick. And it hasn't hurt me.
It's surprising how seriously these people take their eBay.
I gave the guy a complete refund. And said, keep the disc. Screw
bizarre.
What an ass.
I'm sick of eBay. I only go on eBay to sell things overpriced so I can make more money, because it's not worth buying anything.
For a 99 cent thing.
What a jackass.
Like, you paid 99 cents for something that cost me $19 when it was new.
It's a good deal.
I think there are days if I could detect two of the a-holes in the world, I would just go out with one of those machines. You know, there's always innocent people get killed instead.
I don't know if anyone should.
You just, people cut in line. I just like, okay.
Do you know what I've never understood?
I'm not sure if it's healthy to think all that. But.
Do you know what I've never understood with eBay? Why do people buy clothes on eBay? Why would you want to buy someone's top that they've wore or someone's shorts? I don't understand that,
because
clothes
are
really cheap.
But you can't always find... For example, I shop at the Big and Tall shop.
Uh-huh.
I'd love to get football jerseys. I would love to. Or I would love to get a basketball jersey or a different shirt for a sports team. And... they don't have them. Like, you can buy a University of Illinois shirt, but I couldn't get a University of Texas shirt here.
Okay.
Or I couldn't get a, say I wanted to buy a Miami Dolphins shirt, which there's no reason I'd want to buy it, but I couldn't buy it here.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody on eBay who lives in Miami could get the shirt and list it. I'd pay an extra $5 for that. You know what I mean? There's little things like that you can do. Mm. So that's the kind of stuff.
I understand that, but this, you know, the people who are selling old shoes, I don't want to wear a pair of shoes. Someone's had their big sweaty feet in. You know, come on.
Well, you got a problem there, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's lots of that going on. I've never understood that, just because shoe.
Have you never gone bowling before?
It's not so popular over here, I'll be honest.
You know, I had a bigger size, and I lost weight, and I sold some of the bigger size clothes, and they had been worn a couple times. They were still nice. And by the way, you know, these things are new. They're $70 new. I picked them up used for $20. He saved a ton of money.
Yeah, I did. I got some of those Mitchell and Ness throwback jerseys.
So, you know, like, I can understand
it. Jones is like $350 a couple times, got it for $25.
I never knock people's taste because you never know what people are into. You just never do. And the other thing is people purchase things online for the ease of it. Some people just don't feel like going to the store.
I'd never buy a TV.
Especially, big and tall clothing, especially Gully, because a lot of big and fat people like ourselves, we don't want to walk to the damn store.
That's very true.
Have you ever noticed all the big and tall stores are really small?
Yeah, they're very crowded.
Why have they always got stairs?
I don't know.
Why have they got stairs in them just to make you sweat?
I've never been to a big and tall store with stairs. They're not that steep.
It'll make you feel self-conscious and that you don't want to go somewhere else.
I have been to them before. I'm not normal.
I better buy everything here.
I've been to them before where they have like really good-looking girls working.
And
the good-looking girls basically, they talk the, they'll sit there and talk all of the fat guys end up spending way more money than they should.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That if you wear this nice shirt, you'll have a chance with me.
Yeah.
Or some other gorgeous chubby chaser.
Whatever it takes, it's their job.
Wah, wah, wah.
Not a chance. It's just not a chance.
Chubby chasers exist. I'm living proof.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
This is true.
I can't find them.
I've been married to one forever. God bless her.
Sean, you need to change your outlook. You need to change your outlook on life, and then one day.
VG, you got a couple of them.
Yeah, he's got them in tow.
He's got a line.
You are living proof. You've got several.
He's got one for each day of the week.
I'm telling you, Sean Bullitt needs to hang out with me.
That's the problem, isn't it, VG? I mean...
Take some tips from VG.
He's got so many. He's trying to figure out which ones to get rid of.
He's a man whore.
God bless
him. That's
what he
is.
It's like five card draw, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely a full house.
God. All right, let's move on. We got time to do another story.
All right. There's actually two parts to this story.
I'd love to hear.
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay.
Kerry and Ryan Emerson had no idea that the wife was pregnant with her fourth child when she went into labor. Mm-hmm. So she went into labor while she was at home, called 911. During the 911 call, this is how it went. He told the police dispatcher he thinks that she's having a baby before his wife yells, "The head is out!" Oh, the father, oh, well, hold on. Let's just do this.
I can't wait for this.
April 16, 2009, 2:14.
Carrie, you're getting
on the floor. 911.
Yes, ma'am. My wife is in the bathroom. She's bleeding all over the place. She thinks she's having a baby.
The head is out.
Oh my God, Carrie, get on the. She's in the bathtub.
She's having the baby.
I think she's in labor right now.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I can't hear you, ma'am.
Okay, hold on. What's your address, sir?
So, that's a 911 call.
he sounds like he's shocked that she's having a baby.
Well, and here's the reason why. He had no idea she was pregnant.
What?
Yes. She didn't tell him that she was pregnant.
Oh, dear.
Because she thought that he would think she was cheating on him because he'd had a vasectomy.
Whoa.
However, it turns out, after further medical examination, vasectomy he had failed.
He does sound kind of angry, doesn't he, in that
call? Little man, he's like,
She's having a baby!
Damn that bitch!
I'm going to kick her ass!
And I'm going to throw that baby in the trash!
Listen, if I had a vasectomy and my wife was pregnant, oh, God, watch out.
See ya.
Watch out.
It would not be nice.
Yeah. Sir, why is she bleeding? Because I stabbed the bitch.
Stabbed the bitch in the face.
That's good. You know, hey, honey, you know he was thinking that she was cheating the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
The whole time he was probably thinking she was cheating until they realized that the vasectomy didn't take.
Hey, baby, why does our son look like Jackie Chan?
Was Maury Povich involved, or did he figure this out other way?
You guys always talk about Steven Seagal, by the way.
You are the father. We've not got to the Steven Seagal story yet, but something about he had Russian. he somehow had Russian sex slaves or something.
Yeah.
Does that really surprise you?
Isn't that the story?
And he used Craigslist to apparently. He run his operation.
Doesn't he have a TV show where he's a cop?
I believe so, yes.
And he has had two Russian sex slaves that he's kept locked up or something. Isn't that a weird story? Apparently so, yes. We got to get that whole story. I got to get the details of that.
Well, he did used to beat up on his wife, so that's no surprise.
Good Lord. He's a trip.
Steven Seagal had sex slaves on call 24/7.
Oh, what a guy.
Did he have him locked? He didn't have him locked up in his house, though, right?
Well, here's the whole story.
The barn.
The claim's been made by his former personal assistant, Kaden Nguyen. The 23-year-old says she was used as a sex toy by the 58-year-old and has launched a 650,000-pound lawsuit over alleged harassment.
What are the details? How is she a sex slave?
He has been keeping two young Russian female attendants on staff who are available for sexual needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She was also told to watch one attendant as her boss, as her and her boss performed sexual acts on each other. She was also taking action for his failure to prevent sexual harassment, wrongful termination of contract, false presentation of employment.
Was she not allowed to leave?
It looks as though she was, but they weren't.
Whoa.
Right, she was his personal assistant, but there were two other ones.
Oh, okay.
He's slightly perverted.
So three sex slaves for him.
That's a lot of sex.
Yeah.
I've got one woman I have sex with, and there's a lot there. I mean, I can't figure out doing three of them. That's insane.
He's 58.
Yeah.
You think with all the sex he's having, he would lose some of that weight, though? He has piles on the beef, Mr. Seagal. Yeah. It's a bit of a chubby chaser.
Yeah.
That's what's going on there. They're chasing him.
Steven Seagal is back and above the belt.
So I want to know, did he have the women chained up somewhere, or...?
No, they were like servants.
Well, but I mean, was he forcing them to have sex with him? And
I think that was part of their employment.
Oh, like part of their job, they were getting paid to have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not a sex slave, then. That sounds like a
prostitution.
If you're being paid for it, yeah. I mean, I'm not defending Steven Seagal. Don't get me wrong. I'm just wondering, you know. Unless you have someone chained up and you won't let them leave, and you've got them in a predicament where there's no other way out, then that's not.
Well, I'm thinking slavery, that these two Russian ones that he had were like illegal. Like he bought them,
you wonder too.
Used them as house workers, and then also part of their deal was they would have to. I don't know.
So he used them as house workers and cleaned the Jesus house them.
Sorry, they clean pipes.
So they thought that was part of their job.
Right.
Well, at 4:30 we clean the kitchen. At 5:00 we clean the bathroom. At 5:30 we get naked and lick each other in front of Mr. Seagal.
We feed him his blue pill at 8:00.
At 5:40 we give him blue pill.
And at 6:00, you know what? I think he's married too.
Oh, great!
Whoa! And she joins in.
And what did the wife think of this?
Apparently, according to Steven Seagal, he told his personal assistant that as the plane was taking off, that his wife wouldn't mind if they had a sexual relationship.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, but I mean, it sounds like he's asking for permission and stuff.
Well, at least from her, because I'm sure her. She's a personal assistant, probably deals with publicists.
I'll have to wait for more details.
He's a cop. He's like a deputy police or something, so he's going to know the law.
Right,
so
and everybody knows that no cop would ever break the law. Drew Peterson. Okay, we have time for...
I am the law.
Well, we don't have time, so I want to play the Vic thing one more time. Sean, did you hear the Vic commercial for...
Give me one more.
I got time for one more story, then I'd like to play one more time the Vic sings songs about Sandra Bullock's crumbling marriage parody. Commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, with one more news story, it's the one and only Bania Garia.
Saginaw High School. This is down in Florida.
Right.
A Saginaw cheerleader has been disciplined for giving her teammate soda mixed with urine.
Oh, well, it's a delicacy in India.
We put the lime in the Coke and the Coke in the lime.
District officials say at least two girls got in-school suspension and other lesser punishments, but they could not specify how many students were involved. The girls will not be allowed to be cheerleading or allowed in cheerleading events at the end of the school year.
The cheerleaders peed in the...
Yeah, they peed in the soda and gave it to their teammates.
That is disgusting. Listen, I don't care how hot a girl you are. Because somebody just said nothing wrong with that in the chat room. I don't know if they're talking about this story or the last one. But I don't care how hot the cheerleader is. There's no way I want anyone peeing in my...
No, not at all.
I don't care who you are. I don't want you peeing in my soft drink.
I'm going to give you the scenario, Ray.
Okay.
And you tell me how it's going to go.
Yeah.
Deidre says, I pee in your Coke. You're going to drink it or I'm going to leave you. What do you do?
There's the door.
See ya.
Really? Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
I think the technical term you're looking for, Ray, is piss off.
Yeah, piss off. Get the hell out of here. Okay, are you going to drink somebody's pee? Would drink a person's pee? I mean, would you drink a person's pee? Is that what you're in? By the way,
I don't know urine would taste carbonated.
If my wife wanted me, there'd be something wrong with her. What the hell kind of person wants to be able to drink?
Well, I'm saying maybe it's like a revenge thing.
What kind of sicko wants someone to drink their pee?
Maybe it pissed her off, Ray.
Pissed her on, more like.
What's wrong with you? It's disgusting.
Let's just say that I am a man of the world.
Oh, so you've drank piss.
So you've played the pee games before?
Yes.
You're into.
She wanted to try it, and I was like, what the hell, why not?
Did you let a girl pee on you?
Yeah,
so as VG's girl in the chat room peed all over you.
She has not peed on me.
But you're saying this, aren't you? Wait a minute. You're currently, for those that don't know, Vanilla Girl is currently cheating on his wife, and there's all kinds of things going on.
Not cheating on my wife.
I'm sorry, he's ending one relationship and getting into another.
Golden showers forecast
and
over the spare bedroom.
Is this the first time you're telling the new girlfriend that you've done something?
No, she knows.
Okay. Mr. Pissy Face.
How the hell does that come up in a conversation? Oh, by the way, I just want to let you know, I once had a girl pee on me.
By the way, dear, on Wednesday, will you piss on my face?
I just thought I'd let you know, now that we're getting into this relationship, I once had a girl pee on me.
And would you be able to do that Monday?
Well, moving right along, how was your day?
You know what? It comes up in conversation.
All right.
So was it a jellyfish accident, or was it just because
it? Oh, were you stung by a jellyfish? Because that's fine.
No.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've actually ever seen a jellyfish.
I would let my wife pee on me in that case. If I was stung by a jellyfish... If it was stung by a jellyfish, I would more than allow her to urinate upon me.
Yeah, that would be fair.
I'm talking about peeing in your Coke and making you drink it.
All right, that's disgusting.
And what would you do if she didn't tell you and you did anything?
I would divorce
her. Unless she told you, she'd be like, I peed in her Coke.
Because I think there's something wrong with somebody that would want to do that.
Yep. You're broken inside.
Because there's something wrong with it. I've been married to my wife for a long time. If she suddenly came to me and said she wanted to do this, I think something weird's happening.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she got Tourette's from an LED.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened. All right, Sean, I want to end the show. Can you hear this, Sean? Is he there?
I did not.
Okay, here we go. Listen close. This is the Vic sings songs about Sandra Bullock's crumbling marriage. Enjoy.
Now, from Rayco Records, it's Vic sings songs about Sandra Bullock's crumbling marriage. That's right, one of America's most angelic voice performers belts out songs about Sandra Bullock and Jesse James' crumbling marriage. Well, you'll hear sentimental hits like this one. Oh, Sandy, well, I'm sorry you married a dirtbag and he cheated on you. Oh, Sandy, well, I hope he did not catch the clap from that chick with tattoos. Oh, Sandy. Or check out Vic summing it all up with a classic. Tattoos on her face. Girl, you better leave him. Nazi stuff at your place. Are you out of your mind? All out of love. You got to leave him. You better kick him in the groin. Tattoos on her face. He's even got newer songs. He kissed the skank and he liked it. And he liked it. And of course, the biggest hit of all. Vic sings about Sandra Bullock's crumbling marriage with special guests, those lovable kids from the show Glee. A skanky chick in the back room. The smell of wine and Nazi tattoos. According to Us Weekly, they shared the night. It went on and on and on and on. Dirtbags screwing up and down the motorcycle shop. Dirtbags screwing in the night. Look for your copy today on a cassette at your local truck stop, right next to the racist trucker songs. It's Vic's lovely songs about Sandra Bullock's crumbling marriage. Available now from Rayco Records.
Now Sandra's leaving. I hope you don't get that itchy feeling. Dirtbag people, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, what can I say? That, ladies and gentlemen, is today's show. That wraps it up.
And what did we learn today?
It's a little bit about peeing. Right? I mean...
Pissy face.
Not to scan someone with that scanning thing.
Never scan.
And that they sell racist cassettes at truck stops. All right, say goodbye, Sean.
Goodbye, you, and goodbye to the chick.
Say goodbye, gorilla.
Never, ever accept a drink from me because I will pee in it, right?
Say goodbye. Jolly.
You dirty bastards. Bye.
Danny Bogles, everybody. That's it for the show. We're back tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. That's when we record this show live every day at 4:30 p.m. Talk to you later. Enjoy the podcast. This is Ray Lyle saying so long for Chubby Ray Lyle.
You know, at some point, I'll probably.